The morning meal, this is something that we do before the first break of light in the horizon. It's not even sunset, sunrise. It's before that.
تسليم عيني يشرب بها المقربون إن الذين إن الذين أجرموا كانوا
Ramadan is a chance for us to get away from the worldly indulgence, everything that is material. It's a chance for us to have a more austere life. Muslims abstain from three things during the month of Ramadan: food, drink, and any sexual activity. And that is from sunrise to sunset. This is called the Fajr prayer, which is the morning prayer, and it is done before sunrise. It's done before sunrise, dawn, and this is one of the five daily prayers that we do.
Meant that he had so much resources in his hand.
If we spend our time in the mosque from the time of prayer until sunrise, and then we offer two voluntary prayers, this is a very rewardable act.
The families would come together, so there's a section for the sisters and a section for the brothers, and then we have babysitting. The reason for the separation during all worship services is because in the time of worship there should be no distraction.
I would leave the mosque, come back home, get some rest. Actually, I would check my email first.
Hello?
And then get some rest. And then go to the midday prayer, which is the afternoon, 12:30.
Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Allahu Akbar.
I think that in general, Islam is presented in a negative way. I mean, there's always this association between Islam and terrorism, when that is not true at all. I mean, Islam is a religion of peace.
For me personally, I don't see a difference between war in Ramadan or in another time of the year. Either the war is justified or not.
Welcome. You've got mail.
In my personal opinion, I feel that the U.S. rushed into this war. There could have been some other avenues to solve this problem
immediately after the sun sets from the horizon, the exact time we break our fast. The tradition is to eat dates. This is something that the Prophet did, and it's a tradition that has carried on since then. This is the call to prayer. Allahu Akbar. Then we will offer our prayer, which is the fourth prayer of the day. Allahu Akbar. After the prayer, we'll have dinner. And then at 8, we're having our last prayer of the day, of the five daily prayers.
Assalamu alaikum.
After that prayer, we're holding the special prayers that are offered during the month of Ramadan. The tradition in many mosques is to read one chapter of the Quran every night, and the Quran is made up of 30 chapters. So the whole Quran, the whole book, will be recited during this prayer, and this is something that is done around the Muslim world during the month of Ramadan.
And as human beings, we're limited by our frames of reference.
It's a very busy month in terms of the rituals and spiritual aspects of it.
Allahu Akbar.